Now we are going to start discussing about the atopic eczema. So first we should know about the diagnostic criteria of atopic eczema, that is Hanifan and Rajika's criteria, in which we need to have three or more points along with an itchy skin condition in a child. So usually for the diagnosis of the atopic eczema, we have to fulfill this criteria in which we should know that the child must have an itchy skin condition along with three or more of the following points, which include dry skin, generally dry skin, flexural involvement, hyperlinearity of the palms and the soles, and this involvement should in this diagnostic criteria we should include that this itchy condition and the skin involvement and features are present in a child less than 2 years of age. So the onset below 2 years of age, history of skin crease involvement, including the involvement of the cheeks in the older child, and also the involvement of the outer aspect of the arms. There is hyperlinearity of the palms and the soles, generally dry skin, and the presence of other atopic findings in the child or in the family history. So this signifies the Hanifan's and Rajka's diagnostic criteria for atopic eczema. Usually the age of onset is less than 2 years of age, but it may also occur in adulthood, and there is no gender difference. Environmental factors are the climate. So in the history we are going to ask that whether this eczema exacerbate in the summer or in the winter. So usually they will say that it exacerbates in the winter season. Besides this, diet also plays an important role. The factors which worsens it are red meat and saturated or unsaturated fatty acids, whereas the fresh fruits and vegetables and the protein diet such as the fish, improves it. Smoking, pollution, obesity are high risk factors, whereas breastfeeding decreases the risk of atopic eczema. To explain the pathogenesis of atopic eczema, we are just going to remember two important things. That is disruption of the skin barrier function, which mainly includes the mutation of the flagellin, which lead to impairment of the skin barrier function, recurrent skin infections, loss of there is transepidermal water loss is causing skin dryness, and so on and so forth. In this, we can also include certain genetic conditions in which there is a flagellin gene mutation. There will be atopic eczema and associated other findings. Just me important hamare paas hai decrease jo serine serine protease inhibitor, that is decrease LECT1 and SPINK5 mutation, jo ke isko serine protease inhibitor ko affect karta hai. Uske alawa jo flagrin gene mutation hai wo to hai hi. And the other important pathogenesis point is the immune dysregulation. So if anyone asks about the pathogenesis of atopic eczema, we are just going to describe it in two words, that is skin barrier function disruption due to flagrin gene mutation and immune dysregulation.